Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with No Fear Here.
Okay? I got to think about that with the message I was preaching a couple weeks ago. So a conqueror wins, but somebody's more than conquered dominates. Amen. I said a conqueror wins, but somebody's more than conquered dominates. So we are dominators through him that loved us. So then he says, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now when I remember first reading the scripture as a teenager, and I always thought that this scripture had to do with saying that I'm persuaded, I ain't gonna backslide, I'm not gonna let anything come between me and God. And that's wonderful to have that mentality, but that's not what this scripture is talking about. This scripture is talking that there's nothing you can go through or that can come in your life that's going to cause God not to love you. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, including your sin, because it's grace. So when you get rooted and grounded in love, we were talking to a young lady this afternoon, and she acknowledged, we were talking, and that the devil had been tormenting her mind. Tell her that, you know, that she did this and she did that, and she wasn't supposed, and even things that she didn't even know that she had done, or things that she thought was totally innocent, but the devil was tormenting her mind, make her think God's mad at you for this. And I said, baby, you ain't going to heaven based upon what you've done. You go to heaven based upon what he's done for you. We believe the love he has for us. I mean, catch this. God loves you, period. I know I've taught this before, but come on, marinate on that. God loves you, period. God's not trying to get to know you. God's not trying to grow in his love towards you. Come on, he's not trying to get over his hurt so he can love you again. I don't know. You hurt me in that. I ain't going to put myself out there like that. That's the thing people say to, right? That's what you do in the bachelor, right? They put yourself out there like that. Okay. You know, I don't know if I'm going to put my nose. God, ooh, Jesus put himself out there like that when he died on the cross for you. Nobody else ever put it out there like he put it out there for you. He already put himself out, and he loves us unconditionally. I mean, come on, get that settled. Now, we may be growing in our love towards him. He is not growing in his love towards us. He loves us, period. When we get God, we get all of him and all his love, because God is love. It's not something he's trying to do. It's who he is. God is love. So you got to get solidified in that. When fear comes in, it makes you something, God, maybe God don't love me like, maybe this going to happen because God's mad at me. No, you got to get that settled. Number three, we said that fear causes you not to have a sound mind. God's not given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So when fear comes in, it robs me of my power, causes me to doubt the love of God, and causes me not to have a sound mind. Now, sound mind means when your mind is sound, you can think straight. Ask your neighbor, do you have a sound mind? When your mind is sound, you can think straight. Watch it. When your mind is sound, you can strategize. When your mind is sound, you can make wise decisions. On the other hand, if your mind is not sound, you get overwhelmed. And when you ought to be running, you're standing still. When you ought to be fighting, you're giving up because you don't have a sound mind. So when you don't have a sound mind, you become overwhelmed, dismayed. You panic. You have irrational thoughts, okay? So y'all heard me tell a story before many times that years ago I was on a plane when I was working for Cigna, and the office I report to here was in Richmond, Virginia, and I had to go to Richmond, Virginia, and it was a snowstorm, and we had to stay in Richmond Airport for quite a while. I remember it so clearly because I met Don King there in the airport and talked to him. You all remember Don King, the boxing promoter. And then finally we're supposed to be going to Charlotte, then from Charlotte on to Columbia. Well, we're on the plane, then the storm, the weather gets real bad. I mean, the plane is just going up and down. At one point it seemed like it just dropped like 50 or 100 feet, felt like to me. And they said, ladies and gentlemen, please put your seatbelt back on. And we're going to be experiencing turbulence. We're not going to be able to go to Charlotte, but we're going to go to Charleston, and we're going to land there. And so I'm sitting on the wing, and I'm looking out the window, and on the wing, they got the lights on the plane and they're flickering. And I looked out and I didn't see the lights flickering anymore. And I said to the man who was sitting there by me, I said, "We lost power." We lost power. Because fear robs you of your power. The man looked, he said, "Shut up. You don't know anything about flying planes." Then it occurred to me, not only am I'm letting fear grip me, now I'm trying to spread corona fear. So I got myself together. Okay. I quieted myself down, started praying in the spirit to myself, because the Bible said when I pray in tongues, I build up myself on my most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost. So, I mean, praying is still, but I'm, so I built myself up in faith. Then I said, "Sir, excuse me." I said, "Sir, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you like that. Can nothing happen to this plane I'm on here?" Now, you know, he really thought I was a crazy. This is one schizophrenic, bipolar somebody here. One minute he's screaming, "We're all going to die, the plane going down." The next minute, "Can't nothing happen because you aren't here." But what happened? What happened? I went from the spirit of faith to spirit of fear. I mean, I went from spirit of fear to spirit of faith. It's like somebody sent me a praise report Sunday. They put in an offering, so I got to the office yesterday, and they said, "Pastor's praise report that was in the offering." And somebody gave me a praise report about how God blessed them, and they had the money. They got money to get the car fixed. They didn't know where the money's going to come from. And they said, "I thank you for teaching faith and the way you do." He said, "Now, see, I don't worry about stuff like I used to." Said, I have a freak out for a minute, but then I get myself together. Okay. So I just freak out for a minute. Come on. The more you operate in faith, the less freak out minutes you ought to be having. See, I freak out for a minute, but then I get myself together. That's what I did. I was freaking out. Okay. But I had to get myself in faith. And now, I deliberately spoke that thing. I know he thought I was crazy, but I didn't already spoke fear. I need to speak faith now. Can't nothing happen in this plane because I'm on here. That's what Paul did in Acts 27. You hear me preach about it all the time. Paul said, "Listen, I know it looks like we're all going down, but ain't nothing going to happen. There's going to be loss of this ship, but we're all going to be all right. Because the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I've served, has spoken to me and said, 'Paul, you must be brought before Caesar. And lo, I've given all them with you who are with you.'" He said, "Because I'm on here, we're going to be all right." Come on. Somebody of faith needs to be in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. We got believers here in Columbia. So we got to keep talking faith, because fear causes you to not have a sound mind. Another time I told y'all this, we were in Hampton, Virginia, and we went up to see Tyler that weekend. And I think I had scheduled Pastor Trey to do the first service, and then he's going to have to go to Orangeburg. And then I'm supposed to be back for second service. Some kind of way, y'all know I don't check luggage. Some kind of way we had some luggage that we need to check, probably Pastor Marshall's luggage. And so we got to the airport late. And we went to, and they said, "I'm sorry, sir." He said, "But you have to check this. It's too big. And you had to be here at least an hour at that time before we could." And they said, "I'm sorry, you're going to miss this flight." I said, I'm supposed to get back here. And she said, "I'm sorry, sir. You won't be able to make this flight." I said, Marcia said, "Herf!" I mean, it gets blood. She said, "Herb, it's going to be all right. Now, what's the worst going to happen? I ain't going to get there, elder prayer, sister prayer, somebody I give a testimony and sing some song, go home. Ain't like the world going to come to an end if I don't get here. But man, I'm telling you, when that spirit of fear come in, it just have you thinking so irrational. Man, how much faith? And she said, Herb, my wife helping me not to faint. So fear will cause you not to have a sound mind. Fear causes you to be dismayed. Listen to these words. Because several times in the scripture, the Bible tells us not to be dismayed. Look at Deuteronomy 8, 31 and 8. It says, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. God said, I'm with you. I'm going to go before you. I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to fail you. And I'm not going to forsake you. So don't you fear and don't be dismayed. Now, that word dismayed, I went and looked that up, came up with all these synonyms for dismayed. It means appalled, horrified, shocked, shaken, disconcerted, taken aback, confounded, surprised, startled, alarmed, frightened, scared, daunted, discomforted, unnerved, unmanned, unsettled, thrown off balance, discomposed, troubled, bothered, concerned, perturbed, disturbed, upset, distressed, saddened, disheartened, and dispirited. God said, don't let none of that overtake you when you're facing issues. You hear this stuff on the news? I mean, really, what's bothering me is that, really, as soon as you turn the news on, they'll let you know how many more died today. I didn't know that. And so you can start hearing all that and you can become appalled, horrified, unmanned, unsettled, discomposed, troubled, bothered, perturbed, disturbed, upset, distressed, all that. God said, don't allow any of that to occur. Amen. So God wants us to have a sound mind and not be dismayed about anything. So I found myself singing an old hymn in the church today. I know y'all don't know it. A couple of y'all know it. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. I'm going to explain what air means. Okay. Because the word is ever. Okay. But in music, there were certain words that were harsh and you didn't say those. So they would make it a silent. So the V is silent. Whatever betide, because you want to say, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Amen. I've been saying that all day. God going to take care of us. What's your name? Say, God going to take care of you. I said, don't you get overwhelmed. Don't you get dismayed. I will take care of you. Come on. Let's make a bold declaration. Say, God don't take care of nobody else. He gonna take care of me and take care of my family and take care of my church because he loves me like that. Come on. That's how you talk when you got the spirit of faith. So God wants us to have a sound mind. Joshua 1:9. God tells Joshua, new young general, now got to take the children of Israel into the promised land. And he knows there's going to have to be some fights because the enemy just ain't going to let you take his stuff. And so God tells him, he said, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The Lord God is with you whithersoever thou goest. Don't you be dismayed, perturbed, disturbed, upset, startled, alarmed, frightened, all those other synonyms that I gave you for dismayed, because the Lord is with you. So God said, I know this looks daunting. Don't you get dismayed. Don't you allow this thing to overwhelm you. Now, the story of David, and I'll end here. The Lord spoke this to me as I was preparing this morning. He said, now I want you to go back and look at David. He said, they both heard the same thing. One responded in faith, one responded in fear. Okay? So look at this. in 1 Kings 17. So Goliath is coming out every day, threatening the armies of Israel. 1 Samuel 17, verse 8. So Goliath stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel and said, Why you come out to set your battle in the race? He said, well, what you showing up here with all your lined up like you ain't going to do nothing? He said, am I not a Philistine? And ye your servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you. Let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we'll be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Come on, read verse 11 with me. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. What made them dismayed and afraid? Words. Words. Goliath hadn't did anything. Goliath hadn't killed anyone. Goliath was talking at this point. He was threatening. Like the early church, when they came against Peter, and the early church told them, don't preach anymore in the name of Jesus. The Bible said they went back to their own company and they prayed. They said, now, Lord, behold their threatenings. The three Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace because they were threatened. And you can't be moved by threats. Verse 11, and when Saul and Israel heard those words, they were dismayed, overwhelmed. All those things I gave you, what overwhelmed, what dismayed means, and greatly afraid. But now drop down to verse 22. So in between here, David, he's the youngest son at home, the boy who daddy's ashamed of, the one who mama probably said, listen, you got to take care of him. I can't be here with them. I don't have no husband. They ain't going to know that. So you take care of him because he really believes he's born outside the family. That's why his brothers didn't like him. He was a child from outside the house, from the side chick. Seriously. And so he's greatly mistreated. His father tries to keep him away. Remember when later on, when the king, when Samuel comes to anoint the next king, he says, I'm going to come down. He told him, I'm coming. I need to see all your sons. He didn't even put David in the lineup. Surely you don't mean, quote unquote, the bastard child. Sure, because I don't even want to recognize him. But God knows him and God sees him. And God has purpose for everybody because of your birth conditions. Amen. And so he's trying to keep David busy. Keeps him with a few sheep, which his brother says, why don't you go and take care of those little few sheep? Just some busy work. So now he sends him down there with a picnic basket to give his brother some cheese sandwiches. Study it out. When you read it, what they were going to make some cheese sandwiches. You can't prove me wrong. They had some cheese and some crackers and all that kind of stuff. Read it, okay? Verse 22. So David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army. He runs into the army. And he came and saluted the brother. Hey, y'all, what's up, y'all? What's good? And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the army of the Philistine, and spake according to what? He spoke the same words, and David heard them. They both heard the same words. All the army and his brothers responded to those words in fear, and David responded to the words in faith. We might hear the same thing, but we don't respond the same way. Faith always has a different response than fear. When folks see how we respond in faith, they're supposed to ask, did you hear what I said? Doctor said, now you know he's going to die. Yeah, I heard you, but we believe God. No. Did you hear what I said? See, they expect us to, No, we ain't going to do that. We're going to believe God. Hallelujah. Minister Angel, we called up, Pastor Marshall and I, we had to go. I was going out of town for a pastor's conference. It's a conference where the men come together. And Pastor Marshall, of all the conferences I could do, she'll have no problem going to this one. Don't make no arrangements for me. She'll have no problem going to this one. Because this one, I'm gone all day and she at the spa. OK. So the women, they get together. She told me she wasn't sure if she's going to be able to go because she said, I may need to be here. We got bad news about Minister Angel. And they gave us 24 hours. I mean, about 24 to 48 hours. They said probably in the next 24, 78 hours, we'll see. And, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to be good. And they were talking about him dying. Okay, Pastor Marshall, she called Dr. Daniel. Dr. Daniel said, it ain't that bad. Come, thank God for having a doctor of faith. Yeah. Now, he said, we do need God to intervene here, but we believe God will intervene. This thing going to turn around. Okay, see, that's how people with faith respond. Okay, hear the same thing, but we don't respond the same way. Amen. David heard them, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and were so afraid. They were overwhelmed. The spirit of fear gripped them. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that's come up? Surely, to defy Israel, he's come, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter. And David said, well, what she look like? And make his father's house free in Israel. David saw the upside. Glory to God. David said, man, after I defeat this, glory, there's going to be spoils after this battle. There will be victory after this. Come on, it's worth the fight. Sometimes something you got to do, you say, well, no, this is going to be worth the fight. Because when I get finished this, God going to reward me. I'm going to have a crown. The devil going to know who I am. And glory to God. I'm going to another level. I'm going to the next level. I'm going higher. God, give me, increase me more and more. It's going to be worth the fight. Glory. I'm not running from this fight. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. That's the difference. That's the difference. We hear the same thing, but we don't respond the same way. So in their overwhelmment and dismay, catch this, the rest of the folks in the army said, Goliath is too big to fight. David said, Goliath is too big to miss. It's perspective. He too big to hit. No, he too big to miss. Because he thinking, see, I ain't planning on running up to him. Okay, now this ain't gonna be no hand-to-hand combat. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. Glory to God. He said he's too big to miss. And so he didn't get overwhelmed by the same thing that was taunting them day in and day. I can't remember, but the Bible tells us how many days that Goliath was coming out every day doing this, every day saying the same thing. And every day they're getting more fearful and more fearful and more fearful and more fearful. Sometimes the more you hear things, the more fearful you can become. So sometimes you got to make up your mind. Let's just cut that off. You know, I said to my son Daniel today, I'm sitting in the kitchen, I'm preparing my lesson early this morning, and Daniel had something on, and he just told me coronavirus and then shutting down this and that. I said, change that. Now, you usually hear we watching ESPN, something on sports. I said, put on ESPN. He said, this is ESPN. ESPN, all they talk about now is all arenas that have been shutting down. I start thinking how demonic this thing is. You know, to even now start robbing us of our leisure activities. Come on, things that we would enjoy. If you usually you have these things to take your mind off of the other stuff. Now this is so demonic, it's even taking away the thing that could be distraction to the bad news. Come on, we got to take authority over this thing. Come on, stand with me. But make up your mind, I will not fear. The Lord, y'all were singing it tonight. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? So make up your mind that we will not fear. Let me read Psalm 91 as we close here tonight. Just listen to it. Psalm 91, verse 1 through 60. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
During times of crisis, your faith may be tested. This is not the time to lose hope. As believers, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages you to not allow fear to overtake you and declare, there's no fear here. Order this powerful single message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE. or go online to rdci.info. Ask for No Fear Here. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.